This is Christian Meditation for a Bigger Life, where you can break through the distractions, stop, listen, and experience God's presence through biblically guided imagination. I'm Dave Cover. I want to help you with Christian meditation so you can draw near to God and get the stress and anxiety out of your mind and out of your heart and out of your body so you can live a bigger life. This is a time to stop and relax and refocus and re-narrate your life, your mind, your body into the truth, the magnificent, incredible truth of all that God is for you in Jesus. Let's begin by taking in a deep breath in through your nose, deep into your belly. And as you breathe out, focus your mind on feeling your body from within, becoming aware of your whole body, reconnecting your mind with your body, breathing in through your nose, a deep breath, and letting your out breath be longer than your in breath, as you focus your mind on letting your body fall to the ground, letting go of holding yourself up. Each out-breath, you're becoming more and more aware of letting your body ease, the muscles in your body let go, releasing tension, tightness, clenched muscles all throughout your body. Each out-breath, more and more relaxed, letting every cell in your body fall toward the ground, every muscle. Release. Ease. Let go. Sometimes it helps to focus on your face, your head. In some sense, as the muscles in your head go, so goes the rest of your body. So maybe focus your mind on feeling your cheek muscles let go, your face drop. Your jaw, release. The large muscle of your tongue, let go all the way down deep into your throat. Just lying there. The muscles around your eyes, releasing. The muscles on the sides and top and back of your head, letting go. Easing, softening, the muscles in your neck, releasing all the tension, and focusing your mind on feeling every muscle in your head just fall, release, drop, let go. And notice how that feeling has filled your entire body with a sense of letting go, releasing tense muscles, clenched muscles all throughout your body. And you're feeling your entire body falling more and more toward the ground. Taking a deep breath in through your nose, into your belly, and hold it for just a moment. Now add to it a second deep breath. So you're holding two breaths in your belly at once. Large, deep breaths, and hold it. And now release your breath through your mouth with an audible sigh. Try to let all the air out of your lungs in your out breath. And then take in another deep breath and hold it. And add to it a second breath and hold it as well. And as you release through your mouth an audible sigh, focus on feeling your entire body relax a little bit more. That feeling right there is what you want to focus your mind on. Your body letting go. Feeling relaxed more and more with each out breath. In our last meditation, we began to look at what Paul writes in Ephesians chapter 6 on the reality of our struggle, our warfare against the spiritual forces of darkness in the spiritual realm. It's a very real situation everybody's life is in that we normally don't think about, we're normally not aware of. And even if we are aware of it, often the images we have are not biblical, but more according to movies and popular culture, which is far from the truth. But the Apostle Paul says in Ephesians 6:11, "Put on the full armor of God so that you can take your stand against the devil's schemes." Now, he's using imagination when he talks about the armor of God. You have to have a biblically guided imagination to even understand this whole passage, to envision how this passage gives you the ability to fight against the forms of darkness and all the forms of the devil's schemes. And this is really important. We talked in our last meditation how the word devil in the English is really just translating a Greek term that meant the slanderer. It's not that the devil has a name, the devil, and that's not really his title. It's interesting that the Bible never gives this being called the devil the dignity of a name, but more just always a description, the slanderer. The devil means the slanderer, which tells us everything we need to know about his schemes. It's always slander in one form or another. Slander is speaking lies to undermine somebody's trust in somebody. So when the devil slanders, in the Bible we see examples of his slandering God. That's the very first time we see the devil in the garden in chapter 3 of Genesis. He is slandering God. He can't be trusted. He's holding back. He wants scarcity in your life rather than abundance. And you have to take matters in your own hands if you want a fuller life, a bigger life. That's his slander against God. And it works. It's worked all throughout human history, and it works in your life and my life. We are always taking things into our own hands because the devil's schemes of slander work. It's slander against God that keeps us from joyfully submitting to him, seeing his will as our best, that the God that created this universe has a will for our lives that we're not really going to understand, but have to trust, and that God becoming human in the person of Jesus and dying on the cross, rising from the dead so that we can have our sins forgiven and have a new life of glory and splendor and righteousness, an entire reboot on a resurrected world with resurrected bodies, just like Jesus, that God somehow can't be trusted, that somehow we have a better will for our lives. We love ourselves more. We know what's best for us. So we don't trust, but we take things into our own hands. All that is ridiculous, but it happens because we believe the slander against God. And the devil, the slanderer, slanders others in our mind, important relationships that are for our good. And so we isolate ourselves. We don't trust. We accuse others. We slander them ourselves because of the devil's slander in our mind. This is true of your spouse. If you have a spouse, this is true of roommates. This is true of friends. It's true of important relationships in your church. And it's true in relationships at work. The slanderer is constantly slandering others in your mind so that you trust them less and want to be more and more isolated from them. And the slanderer slanders you, constantly filling your mind with reasons why you're a fake, giving you shame, accusing you, so that you lose confidence and your ability to offer things to people that they need, to outreach to them with love and service and joy, and keep you isolated in your own self-pity and victimhood and worthlessness. These are all slanders designed to destroy you. These are the devil's schemes. So putting on the full armor is all imagery. In other words, you have to use your biblically guided imagination, and they are all weapons, quote unquote, for our spiritual warfare. Refocusing on the true narrative that your life is in. The spiritual warfare narrative. This narrative of always having to deal with the slanderer. And so these weapons enable you to take your stand, which is repeated four times in this passage, against demonic slander in your mind. Resisting the slanderer requires re-narrating how you see God in your life, how you see yourself, how you see your circumstances, how you see others. Real spiritual warfare is the ability to constantly remind yourself of all that God has done for you and is for you in Jesus. All that Jesus has done already, and therefore what is true of you right now in this moment, what is true of your life right now. That is so important for you to live a bigger life, is the ability to stand against the devil's schemes of slander in your life, demonic slander in your mind. That's why the first armor Paul mentions is the belt of truth. In verse 14, he says, "Stand firm then, with the belt of truth buckled around your waist." The belt of truth is an image of a Roman soldier, and the belt that gives them stability, their weapon and sword are attached to. This belt of truth is an important part of your ability to resist the devil's slanderous schemes in your mind. A cliche in our culture is, "The truth will set you free," but that comes from the words of Jesus. The words Jesus said in John 8:32, Jesus said, "Then you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free." That's the same chapter, John 8, is where Jesus is talking about how the devil, the slanderer, is the father of lies. So Christian meditation is embracing the truth that re-narrates your life, so that you can resist demonic slander in all its forms. And the more you do, the freer your life becomes. And to do that, let me just read one passage, a couple chapters earlier, in Ephesians chapter 4, verse 21, when Paul says, "You heard about Christ and were taught in Him, in accordance with the truth that is in Jesus. You were taught with regard to your former way of life to put off your old self, which is being corrupted by its deceitful desires." Just think about that phrase, to put off your, what some have called your shadow self or your false self, your old self that is corrupted by its deceitful desires, its deceptive desires. And then he says, "And to be made new in the attitude of your minds, the spirit of your mind, what your mind is thinking, how you are perceiving reality. And to put on the new self, created to be like God in true righteousness and holiness." Those words, righteousness and holiness, have been slandered in our minds. We think of boredom. We think of somebody standing with their arms crossed, judging people. But that's not what the Bible means by holiness. The synonyms of holiness in the Bible are splendor, glory, beauty. Righteousness is shining like the sun. So Paul says, put on the new self. You are a new self, created to be like God in true righteousness and holiness. There's a kind of slander in your mind that makes the old self attractive, the shadow self, the false self, always self-protecting, always self-promoting, because of the insecurities of the devil slander in your life. And Paul says, in the attitude of your mind, all that can change. Imagine putting on the new self in Christ who is in you, created to be like God in true righteousness and holiness. So take a deep breath right now in through your nose into your belly, deeply into your belly. And as you breathe out, let your out breath be longer than your in breath, and imagine, envision you putting on your new true self that is Jesus, the Spirit of God in you. This new self that is who you truly are in Jesus. Right now, the Spirit of God is in you, creating your new true self and transforming you as you mentally, in your mind, in the attitude of your mind, put on your true self, your new self, created in glory, righteousness, holiness, beauty, splendor, love, dignity. This is who you are. This is the splendor of who you are. Whatever slander is in your mind about who you are, that's a shadow self, that's a false self, that's the old self. Paul says, just put it off and put on, in the attitude of your mind, in your biblically guided imagination, this new self, created to be like Christ, in glory, in splendor, righteousness, holiness, love, dignity. Feel this reality, this new self, into your whole body. Feel your body from within. And use your biblically guided imagination to imagine, in the attitude of your mind, your new self filling your entire body. Your new self created like Jesus, righteous, holy, glorious, beautiful, loving. This is who you are, because of all that God has done for you and is for you in Jesus. You can stand against the demonic slander, against who you are, that's false, it's a lie. That's your old shadow self. That's your false self. Just let it go. It's not who you are. You have Jesus in you by the Spirit of God in your body. Put on your new self in the attitude of your mind, the biblically guided imagination that God gives you, and feel your new self filling your entire body, every cell in your body, created like Christ Jesus, in righteousness and holiness. You're putting on the belt of truth so that you can stand against the slanderer's schemes. So Jesus says, then you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free. Paul says, you heard about Christ and were taught in him in accordance with the truth that is in Jesus. You were taught with regard to your former way of life to put off your old self, which is being corrupted by its deceitful desires, and to be made new in the attitude of your mind, and to put on the new self, created to be like God in true righteousness and holiness. Thanks for listening to Christian Meditation for a Bigger Life. If you found this podcast helpful, please give us a rating in your podcast app so others can find it more easily. It really does help. And consider sharing this episode with a friend. Our audio engineers are Diego Huaman and Matthew Matlack. Look for new episodes each Tuesday and Thursday morning.